into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop.
Hey, all right, folks. We are live Tuesday evening, March 17th. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are slated to have on We Are Change Ireland. We'll see if that happens or not. You know, these European time zones and me being super late night. I forget what time it is over there, but I think, pretty sure it's like 3 in the morning over in jolly old England. But I think we're actually, this one's out of Ireland, right? It's We Are Change Ireland, so I hope it would be out of Ireland. Oh, Hartman's already dogging on me. All right, so we'll do a little news blitz here in the first segment and give you a little of the behind-the-scenes, you know, Burmis jackassery that we love so much. So I'm reading through all the wires and the blogs and everything, and someone sends me this story about Ron Paul and Sacha Baron Cohen, better known to the public as Borat. Now, Borat is not his only character. He kind of made his bones doing a couple other characters, one of whom is getting his own movie. It's called Bruno. And why don't you bring up a picture of Bruno there, Jaren, for the PrisonPlanet.tv cats. Anyway, well, I'll just read you the article and I'll tell you what ensued after that. Presidential candidates will do almost anything for publicity, but Ron Paul's appearance in Sacha Baron Cohen's upcoming Bruno movie suggests he draws the line at making sex tapes with gay Australian TV hosts. I'm sorry, not Australian. He's Austrian. That's my bad. In a 5-minute scene, comedian Cohen tries and fails to seduce the Texas congressman and former Republican presidential candidate in Washington hotel room. A spokeswoman for Paul confirmed the appearance but declined to discuss details, which were provided by two people who attended a test screening last week. Now, it gets a little bit more ridiculous. Yeah, there's Bruno right there. Pretty ridiculous stuff. So, me with my little Info Warrior blog, it's theinfowarrior.com. I do a story called Ron Paul Sex Tape with a question mark. And then, obviously, as soon as you get to the story, it says not exactly and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we had that up for about 20 minutes, and it got taken down. My sarcasm was none too appreciated in the ranks down here, and I apologize greatly. I was just trying to get some readers to check it out because it is kind of funny. I mean, I love Ron Paul, and even if they're trying to make fun of him, it's only going to bring more people into the Ron Paul revolution. Apparently, what Cohen does, or not Cohen, yeah, Cohen. Sacha Baron Cohen does is he gets in his head as Bruno that in order to be famous, he needs to make a sex tape. It's obvious to anybody who's, you know, thinking about it. That's how you get famous in this country. And so he's got two rooms in the hotel room, and I guess he's got Ron Paul there, and he tells him to get comfortable on the bed, and then he goes into the other room, and he comes out, and he starts doing a sexy dance and trying to seduce him. I honestly probably can't wait to see this. I thought as terrible as Borat was, as anti-Semitic, as anti-9/11 truth as it was with its, you know, Jew airport joke, it was still a pretty funny movie. I mean, you got to give people their due when they're that funny. I mean, it was pretty funny. So, Ron Paul, he tricks the Alabama National Guard. I don't know that story. What's that off of the Colbert Report? Yeah. We'll check that out later. But anyway, so that was in the news today. Ron Paul, really, becoming more of an icon daily. And I think it's important to keep him in the public eye. I get a lot of MySpace messages and I go through them. And, you know, I'm sorry if I can't post bulletins for everybody and do this. I barely post bulletins for myself. But I read through this and somebody's like, oh, you know, why did Ron Paul ditch the 9/11 truth movement? Ron Paul's a congressman. He never fully endorsed the 9/11 truth movement. He said he didn't believe the official version. And he's been pretty adamant to sticking to that. You know, he's very cunning politically, and we need people like him to represent both the Bill of Rights and the Constitution as we try to restore our government for and by the people. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlite. The Packlite is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlite has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlite comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlite. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
St. Patrick's today to all you drunks out there. Hey, all right. Actually, you know what? If I wasn't doing this radio show and I was back in New York, I'd probably be pounding the drinks. I'd probably be passed out by now because it's 10:08 over on the East Coast. And big ups to my buddies back home. And according to that, you know, White House fountain runs green for St. Patrick's Day. That's right. We've got a hip new family in the White House. Scroll down so people can see that green fountain, huh? Let's see it, huh? Oh, man. Obama and his wife are so hip. They've got the green fountain. Thank God for those people. They're saving the country. You know what, guys? Producers, guys? I'm obviously going to be some kind of an Illuminati shill now that I've said big ups to St. Patrick's Day. That's some kind of a code I'm putting out there. I'm sure I'm going to get emails. Firmus worships the Vatican because he said happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. He's Vatican scum. Oh, look at that. There he goes. What's it, who's that he's with? They brought up a little Obama token St. Patrick's Day stuff. Oh, that's the Irish Prime Minister? Oh, he is an ugly looking dude, huh? Anyway. So, the Obama deception is finally, DVDs are here. Check them out. Zoom in on this one, guys. Let's get a look. Hey, there we are. Obama deception. And it's gone super viral. You know, we talked about it on the show last night, but, I actually got to listen to the Opie and Anthony interview, and we're working on getting Patrice O'Neill on the Alex Jones show. contacted them through the wonderful tool that is MySpace. And anyway, they talk about it for a good hour. And I'll tell you what, they were pretty sympathetic to the cause. Even when they were joking around and saying this couldn't be possible, the one guy's like, yeah, I got through part 9 of 12 and, you know, I went to sleep and I actually had a nightmare that I was one of these Illuminati guys and I was a bad guy and I was running around doing bad stuff and I woke up in a cold sweat. And he's like, thanks a lot, Patrice. And O'Neill was talking about not only the Obama deception, but he said, you know, he said Alex Jones's name. He talked about Endgame. And he was very well versed in false flag terror. He talked about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. I mean, I was just totally and completely impressed. He talked about global warming being fake. So big ups to Patrice O'Neill. Thank you very much. That reaches a lot of New Yorkers. And I mean, they're on Sirius XM, but, you know, their base is out of New York. And, you know, I'm still working to get a lot of people down to Ground Zero, not only this year, but especially for the 10th anniversary. So, you know, it's very important we don't stop, you know, exposing 9/11 for what it was. We don't stop, you know, challenging every administration that comes into office. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have to show people. And, you know, the one guy, I don't know whether it was Opie or Anthony, but he's like, you know, my favorite part about the movie is that they were showing what Obama said he was going to do, like get the troops out of Iraq and end Guantanamo Bay. And then they showed what he actually did, which is continue the war and, you know, basically just sneak the prisoners off into other facilities. So, again, completely impressed. Thank you again, Patrice O'Neill. And he even, you know, brought up Building 7. You know, their one weak point. And he brought up the passport thing on 9/11. God, he spot on. I just want to say big ups to him. And, you know, a lot of people know him, by the way, from Best Week Ever or Best Day Ever. He's always on VH1. He was on Colin Quinn's Tough Crowd all the time. So they also talked about the carbon tax issue. And, you know, it's all over the place. Here's a another story out of Reuters. UN climate chief hustles on global warming deals. Big gaps remain in the new UN deal on global warming meant to be agreed in December. And time is running worryingly short with only 265 days left. See, it's a rush to come to some kind of a carbon credit deal just as the economy completely collapses around the world. And then we read the article. You know, by Stephen Lennett, vice chairman of Rothschild, where he says that we have to have a global carbon credit system, a carbon tax. It's right here. It's out of the Telegraph. It's carbon trading must be globally regulated. Let me just read some of this. Simon Lennett, executive vice chairman of Rothschild, has called for a new international body, the World Environment Agency, to regulate carbon trading. In a recently published paper, Trading Emissions for the Social Market Foundation, Mr. Lynette argues that an international problem of climate change demands an international solution. And it's all the same boogeyman nonsense, you know, carbon regulations, emissions regulations. But at the end, he reveals who he really is, not only by saying all that stuff, but, you know, it's right here. So emissions trading could establish a new world order for a sustainable planet. One based on the sharing of Earth's ability to absorb harmful emissions. It's the bad human beings. You'll be really happy when they pass all this legislation just to gut you with more taxes and kill you off. You know, that's what it's about. So UN climate chief hustles on global 265 days. We need to bring in the Kyoto Protocol. And we need to do it, otherwise the Earth is going to end and, you know, the sky is going to fall and it's going to rain lava on everybody. And, you know, a lot of the third world nations are already kind of, you know, falling into line. By the way, we're going to take your calls starting the next segment. It's 866-582-9933. But this one again out of Reuters. Singapore firm aims to make vessel emissions ship shape. See, they're not in we covered this earlier in the week. There's no carbon credit system in place. But a lot, I mean, and I say a lot of local governments they're just going to do it. And when I say local governments, I'm talking about other nations. We had one out of Tennessee saying they're getting ready for it. I mean, come on. People need to wake up and realize that what these people are doing, and there's this political article. God, there's so much stuff. what these people are doing is setting it up. I mean, all right, here we go. China wants us to cover some emissions costs, so they're gonna decide what's fair, and all of a sudden we're going to be, you know, forced to pay for emissions costs through taxes by no means of our own, through, you know, tariffs and whatnot, because we're importing all these goods. I mean, come on. Japan to seal carbon deal with Ukraine soon. Japan is setting it up with Ukraine. Some of these are first world nations. I mean, give me a break. But, you know, people are like, no, it's to save the environment. Don't you want the children to live in a better tomorrow? The ice caps are going to melt. We're all going to die. I mean, the fear-mongering is just completely and totally over the top. Over the top. But, you know, people are stupid, so they'll fall for it. So, you know, Singapore's doing it, Japan's doing it, the Ukraine's doing it. Who's not doing it? Apparently we all are with this new UN climate change deal. I don't know. It's a little much. Climate change. Let's see. World Bank urges tougher G20 stand on protectionism. The World Bank urged a group of 20 leading developed and developing nations on Tuesday to tougher their stance against protectionism by agreeing to report any new subsidies or trade restricting measures to the World Trade Organization. Again, giving the World Trade Organization more power, more control. You know, report everything. The World Trade Organization and the World Bank are in control now. See what happened with economic isolationism? That's what caused all this. We have to work together. We have to build a new system. And that's why the IMF is now openly announcing, and it was covered on Jones's show today, IMF openly announcing a global super currency that they're just going to hand out to the big banks and establishments out there, because they need to ensure that there's not a global depression. Come on. And you know what? It's not even in any of the U.S. papers. Not that I've seen. You know, I went out on the news wires right before the show. I usually come in an hour, hour and a half early. And I go through and I look and I look and I don't see anything about the IMF declaring that they're going to build a global super currency. Now, even I didn't think that they were going to put together a global super currency this quick. I thought they would ease into it with a, you know, an establishment of, you know, an Amero here, and then they had the Euro, and then, who knows, maybe establish a new monetary system for all of Eurasia after they continue to dominate that region. But no, they're just going to come out with the global super currency, I guess, to kind of entice the, you know, I don't want to say elites, because, you know, there's rings of elites, but the lower class elites to kind of hoard this money and try to build around it in all the regions. So a global super currency. Sounds a lot like world government. And then I just read you an article about, you know, Rothschild talking about how they need a global emissions tax. Basically, everything needs to be globally regulated. Gordon Brown and his global new deal. Globally. I guess globalism is just the best thing since breakfast, and we all need to do it. Right? I mean, seriously. I mean, Jason Burmes is going global. Maybe I need to change my name. Gary Global, what do you think? Or Garrison Global. Or Garrison Globalism. Garrison Globalism, and I'll just sit here and preach the wonders of world banking, how we should all take chips, how we need to have cloned food. Let's you know what? Garrison Globalism is going to start his own GMO food business, where I'm just going to clone cows right to Codex Alimentarius, and we'll start like a little fast food chain. We'll call it Garrison's Globalism Good Burgers. Paul, you want to manage one of those? It'll be delicious, man. There will be no topless cocktail waitresses, as was asked by my producer. I know you guys can't hear that, but I can tell you this, there'll be delicious hormone-injected beef, which is cloned over and over again with all sorts of defects. Delicious. That's what globalism is about. Poisonous food, control over the population. Oh, and they want to kill 80% of you. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge funds companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kronschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What
then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The call in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to our first caller of the evening. Let's go to Noah in Texas. Noah, what's on your mind?
Sweet, dude. Thanks for taking my call, Burmis.
You got it.
Sorry. Yeah, so I was at the University of North Texas on Thursday to attend a conference on immigration. And one of the panel speakers there was Lee Hamilton.
Oh, why don't you tell people who Lee Hamilton is?
Lee Hamilton was the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission.
And he's got his hands in a lot of other dirty little operations, including the Warren Commission report. But, yes, most recently, the 9/11 Commission cover-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so me and my buddies from North Texans for 9/11 Truth showed up there and passed out a bunch of DVDs and flyers and stuff. And I was wearing my 9/11 was an inside job T-shirt. And so when we walked in, they announced that they would not be taking questions, even though they were scheduled to take questions at the end of the forum.
Mm-hmm.
They canceled that, and then I was sitting right in the front row with my 9/11 was inside job T-shirt. And then after the thing, I went up to Lee Hamilton and asked him some questions, and I got it on tape, and I want to play it for you right quick. I got it all queued up.
All right, go for it, big guy.
Check this out.
I could hear. Why don't you send me a link for that and keep up the great work? I thank you for the call. Yeah, there's an example of how you can make a difference. The guy just confronted one of the commissioners, the main commissioners of the 9/11 Commission Report, one of the chairs, the co-chairs, him and Thomas Keene headed that up. Hopefully he'll send me the link or whatever YouTube it's on or upload it, and we'll maybe play that on the show tomorrow. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Lugnuts in Canada. Lugnuts, what's on your mind?
Not too much. I got a shocker tonight. I was watching CTV Newsnet, and they decided to have an interview with a guy named Rudy R. Griffith, who's publishing a book called Who We Are, A Citizen's Manifesto. And the reporter asks him what we're supposed to do with citizens to make a difference, because he's singing the line of nationalism. And he's talking about the citizens doing more voluntary work and stuff. But then he also gets into youth brigades, saying that youth should start doing voluntary, mandatory terms of services in their youth. And he states that this is the perfect time since President Obama is already initiating it down south.
Oh,
my
what's this guy's name?
Rudyard Griffith.
Rudy?
So I started doing Rudyard.
Rudyard.
Yeah, okay. So I started doing some research on the net, and I come across this press release that was from March 9th, 2007, where it says that Rudyard gets his contract for the book. And on the bottom it says Who We Are will be published in March 2008. So I'm getting the impression that either they postponed the publication of it, or that maybe they did release it a year ago and it just wasn't catching fire, because I see this. So now that I'm doing the internet research, I'm seeing that it's been reported in the newspapers yesterday and today, the National Post, the Gazette, Toronto Star, CTV, Globe and Mail. So they're giving a good push to this guy. And his background, he started an institute, the Dominion Institute, because he was worried in 1995 about Canada falling apart when we were having a referendum back then. Mm-hmm. And we had a big sponsorship scandal because the federal government was passing out a lot of money to any ad agencies that would help to move along the national unity agenda as opposed to the separatist agenda. So it looks like these guys coming straight out of university, that's how they got their financing. They went to them with their idea, and sure, another institute to keep the people asleep and in Canada, and away we go.
Well, this is a global agenda, and they want to bring in the North American Union, so they want, you know, youth brigades all over, and they want citizen tattletale groups. They want a new Stasi force. Thanks for the call, Lugnuts. We'll continue to take your calls. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life. And it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior, Tuesday evening, March 17th. Time is a-flying. You know, it is St. Paddy's Day. I thank you all for not being too drunk to listen. And I don't think we've had any drunk phone callers yet. Nobody even with a slight buzz. So I thank you for that as well. Everybody's been pretty coherent. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Burmis. Love the show, bud.
Thank you.
Hey, couple things I wanted to go over, man. One of them, last week you had talked about the them possibly scanning license plates and doing all this stuff over in California.
Sure.
And I've got an invoice that I'd love to send you. The North Texas Tollway Authority has been doing this for a while now. I go up to Dallas from time to time. And yeah, they've been doing this up there in Dallas for a while. So it's it isn't new news, but it just shows that they're spreading everywhere. But
a lot of people don't ever see that infrastructure. In fact, speak to that. I mean, they're already I took a road out in Austin that I'd never taken before either, and they had the little swipe cameras if you had the system there where they just send you a bill.
Right, right. Well, see, I don't even have anything. You know, they just they scan my license plate, they give me date and time, and they send me my tolls. You know, and it's and all their invoicing is done through a company called Zipcash. And as I look at the invoice, I see that now I actually have a Zipcash account.
Oh.
I've got a 6-digit account number, and if I don't pay the bill within 30 days, they put on $25 for each time I've gone through that toll booth.
Oh, aren't they just lovely? You know, our masters are so lenient. They love us so much. It's like hugs and kisses all day long. Go ahead.
Right. You got to love it. But, no, man, really what I was calling about was I just got done watching, and I don't know if you've heard about this. I think this documentary might be pretty old because they talked about the Galileo satellite launch of 2008 in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on CNBC. It's a two-part documentary called Big Brother, Big Business.
No, I haven't seen it.
And, yeah, and they pretty much go through all the surveillance and all the private industries that are helping the federal government data mine, pretty much. Everything from your internet searches to your cell phone records. They even go into RFID chips, into tracker boxes in cars. They even talk about how the different company, every time you burn a CD, burn a DVD, even when you print something out, anytime you take a picture with your camera, how all of these have the serial number embedded from either your DVD player, or camera, or whatever, into the photograph or thing you print or the CD that you burn.
It's a digital watermark.
Pretty much, right, right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they you know, go into it in detail, and really there isn't much spin on this thing, which, you know, was kind of impressed me considering it was on CNBC, but, you know, for any non-believers out there, man, this just goes to show that, you know, it is out there for everybody to see exactly what they're doing, man. You just got to keep your eyes open.
You don't even need your eyes open. They can be half shut, and somebody can send you a YouTube video, and then you just go, you shut up. They ain't going to chip anybody. After they watch a family get chipped on television, I mean, it's hard to reach some people, but I know what you're saying, man. The technology is here. I mean, when you can carry 32 gigabytes on a micro SD card the size of my pinky, I mean, it shows you what kind of times we're in. That size of my pinky SD card, it's gonna be a gig before you know it. It's gonna be 8 gigs after that. And, I mean, a terabyte. Alright, I thank you for the call, man. Let's jump to another tech caller. Let's go to Gordon in Canada. Gordon, what's on the brain today, my friend?
Yay. I was reading the newspaper today, and an article came up, a little disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a town called Abbotsford. It's a pathetic little town right next to the Canada-U.S. border in Sumas.
Okay.
And it's about this new system that they're installing. It says, expect delays at the U.S. border and the Sumas border crossing. And the article says it will be installing receivers, and the new documentation will be read by new receivers. And the documentation they're talking about is the new Canadian Passport, Trusted Traveler Program, or the Enhanced Driver's License. And it's to do with the WHTI, Western Hemisphere Traveler Initiative.
Yeah, it's the new RFID chip in your passport, just like they put RFID chips in the passports in the United States of America, and they're trying to put the Real ID Act into place all across the country so that all of our licenses also have these delicious RFIDs in them as well.
Hmm. It says here, one of the official statements says, once WHTI is fully implemented, we look forward to an expedited inspection process while preserving our high standard of vigilance, whatever that means.
Well, that means that they're trying to sell it to you as you're going to be able to get through the border quicker and safer. Don't you understand? It's for our own good. I thank you for the call. You know, this is all trying to be promoted in a positive light. Yeah, you know, the expedition process. In other words, you won't have to wait in a line as long. Oh, we're the best. And you'll be able to safely go across because the threat of terrorism will also be minimalized. Take the chips, RFID tags, changing the world one day at a time. All right, let's jump to Mark in Massachusetts. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Hey, I gave Ambassador Saeed Jawad of Afghanistan your DVD. Let's see, which one was it? It was the your latest one.
Fabled Enemies?
Yes, of course. Yes, Fabled Enemies.
Killer.
Sorry, I'm a little jittery being on the air. And so that was at Harvard. And Jerry Adams of Sinn Féin is going to be at Harvard, and I wanted to try and brainstorm with you or Keith from We Are Change Ireland about the whole infiltration of British intelligence agents in the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if maybe you could sort of help me brainstorm a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, we were supposed to have We Are Change Ireland on this evening, but it is 3 a.m. over there, and it is St. Patrick's Day. Why don't you tell people who Jerry Adams is?
Well, he's the head of the IRA, and I guess if anybody's got any info about the infiltration of MI5 or MI6, the British intelligence agents, maybe they could shoot me an email at wearechangeboston.org, or pardon me.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's
at Gmail.
There's a lot of good information of back IRA infiltration in Order Out of Chaos, which is Paul Joseph Watson's book, and it also it also sources mainstream articles very well, and there should be either caches or copies of those stories. So I would say use that as source material, and then I would also say that, you know, you just make sure you ask a tough question and wherever he's speaking, you know, you get on camera. That's the way to do it. I mean, you only need yourself to really put out a viral video, you know, and then upload it to YouTube. So, you know, keep your cool, listen to what he says, maybe mark a few things down and try to get in a quick pointed question that you can get some kind of a response out of there. You know, a one or two word response from the guy never does anything, no matter, you know, how hardcore the question is. Try to make him develop it. You know, try to almost spin it so that you want him to answer, you know, honestly, and feel comfortable with that answer, even though it's, you know, devious and tyrannical. That's how I always go about it. I'm always trying to, you know, catch more flies with honey. You know what I mean? You approach the guy, you start talking to him. And, you know, so, you know, I would bring up, you know, a well-documented case of the IRA being infiltrated and maybe say to him, you know, how do we know this isn't going on right now?
Right. Yeah, especially that most recent event with the Domino's delivery guy to the checkpoint there in Dublin. Apparently that has all the earmarks of...
Is that the stand-down one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is very, very, very disturbing and interesting. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Jake in Minnesota. Jake, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me on. Great show. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
I had just two quick questions. One was just, well, I guess we can flash out that second, but first was, I'm from a small town, Minnesota, rural, and it's pretty amazing the, just impact of TV. I mean, we do have a little bit of radio, but the programming is coming so just through to these type of people where that's their only info is local news and stuff. Now, like, kind of getting them energized is one I'd like to ask you about, and second is, you know, the gauntlet has kind of been thrown down for the internet war, and I think that with the Obama deception and moving that forward, I think the next one, at least in my case, would be is going after the lying media, the mainstream media. And I don't know, are you guys in the works on a documentary film on specifically the media?
I can't say that right now in the office we're working on anything that, you know, is quote-unquote exposing the mainstream media in that light, in other words, just going after them. I'm trying to do a film called Invisible Empire right now, which really, you know, Alex Jones has a film, you know, about him coming out at IFC called New World Order. Well, a lot of people still think that that term is hokey, and they still don't understand what the New World Order is. So I'm trying to develop a film that shows what the New World Order is, what their arms are, you know, their intelligence arms, their media arms, that whole thing. So it's going to expose the media there, but then really, you know, show, you know, in the middle, you know, who these people are. And then at the end, really show how they're all involved in, you know, secret societies and, you know, really show who these people are and what the agenda is. So, you know, I hear you because this is a very, you know, pop culture society. We want to see things that are, you know, MTV-esque. You have to keep someone's attention, and I think movies are the best medium. I'm shocked, honestly, how quickly the Obama deception has gotten around to the mainstream media. I was not expecting AOL articles in the first week. I wasn't expecting them to lead off Opie and Anthony yesterday with the film. I mean, we just got the first DVD shipment in this morning, you know, and we're starting to mail these out to everybody. So before the DVD even hit the street, there's an incredible buzz about a film that's given away for free on the internet. I think that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I'd also like to say props as I let you go here. I passed it off to my mom, who had told me, you know, you're never going to get me to believe any 9/11 truth, anything. And I just got the phone a little while ago and just pretty jaw-dropped. She didn't really have any feedback. She's just trying to profit all of this, kind of in zombie mode from all this information coming in.
And what did she see?
Is kind of drawing the connection. She's a Republican supporter, kind of Fox News, but she's kind of seeing the shift now. And, you know, I was going to say that, too. Even Glenn Beck, you know, I know you guys are on the edge, and so am I. I'm on the fence with him. But they are, even Fox News is starting to attack him, so it's kind of, you know, like, where is he at? You know, I'm kind of curious.
That we'll see. I don't trust that snake in the grass or his bad haircut. I thank you for your call. We're going to jump to the next caller. The call line is 866-582-9933. Let us jump to Alex in Florida. Alex, what's on your mind?
Hello. Hey, man, I think you're doing a great job. Just, you know, exposing the New World Order and everything. I just have, like, two questions.
Sure thing.
Just about 2 weeks ago, I was looking on TV, and they had these on our local television stations. They had they were talking about the New World Order, saying that everyone was going to be RFID chipped, but they were saying it was a good thing.
Oh, it's a great thing.
Yeah, they said, they were saying that, in 2012, it's going to be the end of the world. They said, they were admitting everything. I mean, they were saying it was the New World Order is here. It's going to be, Obama's going to be a dictator.
And this was on your local Fox channel?
Yeah. No, it wasn't on my Fox channel. It was on my, it was like a local, like, call-in station, like a religious station. And they said Jesus was going to come down and it's,
all right, here's the deal. A lot of people want to bring, you know, prophecy into this whole thing. Look, the bottom line is we have the documents. We have the people on video talking. I mean, I read an article today how the vice chairman of Rothschild wants a new world order in order to have a carbon tax around the world. You know, Gordon Brown talking about a global new deal and a new world order to save the world. So, you know what? Do I know if Jesus is on his way back or the Antichrist is here, or if that's Obama? I think that's Johnny nonsense, and it's here to confuse the issue. It's here to make people, you know, look irrationally. You know, people want to have their religious beliefs. That's fine. I'm not going to, you know, give people an edge to try to lose legitimacy. You know, I don't know that's happening. All I know is these guys are setting it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but why do you think they're, like, coming out now and just admitting it all, like, on TV?
At some point they have to say to the people, we need a new global bank. At some point they have to say to the people, we need a North American Union. At some point they have to, you know, it's in too many papers, it's in too many people's minds, and of course they're going to try to spin it. It's a positive thing. Look, Time Magazine has done two huge articles. Obama's New World Order, Google it. I want that up on the prisonplanet.tv, and the regular New World Order article. They're all out in the open. It's announced, my man.
Yeah, they can't hide it anymore. I mean, it's coming out. They've been able to keep it into that veil of, like, propaganda, but it's coming out now, you know, everywhere.
Yeah, no, it is. I thank you for the call, man. We're going to jump to the next caller. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Mark in Indiana, a proud member of We Are Change, I see. How are you, Mark?
Good. How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
Good. I'm with We Are Change Indiana, and we are definitely big fans of Infowars.com and your show.
Well, thank you.
And, I just wanted to call in and let you know we're going to be hitting the streets the next coming week with the Obama deception. We're going to hit the streets and pass about a couple hundred DVDs out for the people, try to wake them up.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, and I really like Fabled Enemies and Loose Change. And basically, my question tonight is just, do you still stay in contact with Corey and the other people from Loose Change?
Every once in a while, I'll hit them up on the email or whatever. They're, you know, Dylan's over in California and Corey's over on the East Coast right now. So I don't really get back to New York that often. Just moved out to Austin, Texas. Probably be going back and forth, but they're doing their own thing.
Right on. Well, yeah, I think that Loose Change, for me, myself, Loose Change number two woke me up to 9/11 truth. And I think a lot of people on the internet found Loose Change two on YouTube. So, you know, whatever you guys did, it worked, and Obama deception worked. So just keep on doing it, and we're going to wake everybody up.
All right, man. I love the attitude. See, there's the non-defeatist attitude. There's the hope attitude. There's somebody who knows what it takes. Listen, this Obama deception is going big time. This Politico article, this four-page number one stunner article exposing the Bilderberg Group is going big time. Now is the time. Now is the time to break people's minds wide open. Think about it. The Obama deception will make the average person question everything before it. So even if they're not into 9/11 truth, if they get through the Obama deception, give them a copy of Fabled Enemies. Give them a copy of Loose Change. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Call in line is 866-582-9933. We're going to be taking your calls throughout the evening, blitzing through news. Here's one I thought that was interesting before we go to break. Egypt pressured to act on underground organ trade. You know a nation is corrupt when they're part of the underground organ trade. And China, who we love to do business with, just can't wait to take organs from dissidents and put them on the black market. See, this happens. This is dehumanizing. If it can happen in Egypt and it can happen in China, guess what? It can happen here as well. I mean, that's the bottom line. So, you know, are we going to step up to the plate and admit it's happening? Or are we just going to act like it doesn't happen, you know, like the child sex trade? Or are we going to just act like the Federal Reserve is federal when it's as federal as Federal Express? Another great point Patrice O'Neill brought up today on the yesterday on the radio. We'll be back with your calls. It's the InfoWarrior.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make a right to all those who lie here, know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, William McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did
the Lord to get down.
It's St. Patty's Day at the Info Warrior. God bless the Dropkick Murphys and all the good things they do. They do a lot of good things. There's a killer band right there. They played in Boston today. Would have given my left arm to be in Boston to see the Dropkick Murphys over on St. Patty's Day. Even after they dropped Spicy McHaggis, one of the greatest bagpipe players of his time, they still know how to rock. All right, we're going to continue to take your calls. It's the Info Warrior. Call in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Phil in New York. Phil, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing, man?
Good.
Well, first of all, I want to say I got two things. I got one, I'm starting a OBR change group for Long Island because, it's a bigger island we got down here, and it is
rather large.
Yeah, it's not easy to make it out to the city for all of us. You know, it's expensive to take the train. So I figure I want to start an action group locally where I live. So I wanted to plug our MySpace. It's myspace.com/wearechangeli. I'm hoping to garner some members here. I'm just getting started now. We're in our infancy.
Killer.
Hopefully we're going to be in full swing by the early summer. Confronting politicians. I'm going to get a truth squad together.
Awesome. I hope you take part in Info Warrior Independence Day this July 4th, where all groups all across the country and world can get to, they don't even really have to get together. They can just get out to, you know, all the barbecues, all the fireworks, and hand out whatever Patriot videos they feel are effective. So, you know, it's kind of a no rules except for actually to do something. Everybody's always asking, what can I do? What can I do? How about we take back Independence Day? That'd be nice.
Absolutely, brother. You got it.
All right.
But, did you notice, I think I sent it to you on MySpace, there was an AOL News article. Conspiracist push Bilderberger theory.
Yeah, we went over it yesterday. That's the AOL article where they actually, right. We actually went over it on Alex Jones today. 70% the last time I checked, and there was thousands of people that took the poll, didn't know who the Bilderberger was. It was 15,000, wow.
215,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 215,000 people have had, out of that 71% had never heard of the Bilderberg group, but roughly 70% found it suspicious. So, you know, that's a lot of minds unlocked right there.
Exactly, that's 70%. If we get 70% of the country to do something instead of frothing over the new iPhone apps, we could actually get something done in this country. I thank you for the call, Phil. Keep kicking ass in Long Island, my friend. Maybe a couple of my friends that go to school in upstate New York that are from Long Island could join that group. They're always asking me how they can get involved. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Don in Indiana. Don, what's on your mind?
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I'm a amateur radio operator, mm-hmm. and... you know, if they shut down the internet and telephone stuff like that, people are going to have to communicate. Well, there's a few things people need to know. They've dropped the Morse code into amateur radio now. Mm-hmm. So it's just a test. So you don't have to learn a code. I suggest everybody to get in on this, get an amateur license, get radio equipment, because this may be the only way we have to communicate in a future time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Isn't shortwave available?
Yes, sir. Everybody needs to buy a shortwave radio also because the amateur radio operators, when things come down, we will transmit. And we will let people know what's going on.
And why don't you tell people how that works? Because a lot of people don't understand what shortwave is.
Well, shortwave, okay.
Go for it. Yeah, you got at least 30 seconds.
Okay. Shortwave is the length of the frequency. That's how it's calculated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then have long wave, which is a longer path. But, you get a Radio Shack sells some nice shortwave radios. I'm not a spokesman for Radio Shack or anything. But,
all right, we'll come back to you in a second, Don. How to get prepared. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all you drunks, or all you people that just like to have a little bit of a good time. I'm sure a lot of my friends are passed out right now. But what if they were to wake up and all communication was gone, except for, you know, CBs and shortwave radio and these amateur broadcasting? How can you get involved? Don's here to tell us. Don, why don't you tell people how they can do this?
Okay, there's a website called American Relay Radio League, or ARRL.org. You can go there and find all the information you want. Like I said, they've dropped the Morse code now. You don't need to learn Morse code. You can just take the test, study, and get your license.
Mm-hmm.
And we need radio operators everywhere, because if it comes down to it, that's the only way we're going to have to communicate and to pull this country, you know, to pull the people back together, is through radio communications.
All right, man. Well, I thank you for the call. And, you know, I know Alex really made a base of listeners out of his shortwave audience. So, you know, it can be done. And in a time of emergency, you know, I watched that Jericho show before they canceled it because it was too anti-government. It was all about how, you know, somebody within the Department of Homeland Security with all these other apparatuses caused a false flag attack on the United States of America while blaming it on, I believe it was like North Korea and Iran, all the enemies. And they used the shortwave radio to kind of communicate with everybody. It was kind of like a big deal. So that's very interesting. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey. How you doing, Mark?
Good to see you, Jason. You're doing a really good job on the show, man. I'm happy to have you got your show tonight and everything.
Killer.
Okay, I just want to put out the word this Saturday in Washington, D.C. is the March on the Pentagon. And everybody's going to gather at 12 noon at 23rd Street and Constitution Avenue Northwest. And we're going to march on the Pentagon. I want to see as many 9/11 truthers and patriots there as possible. We need to be there to, you know, inform the mainstream left, the gatekeepers, that 9/11 was an inside job and that, you know, this issue is not dying down because they think it's going to die down.
Yeah, it's obviously not really going to die down because so many people are being brought into the alternative movement. So many people have been now exposed to 9/11 truth, and whether they've shrugged it off or they've forgotten about it, it's still in the back of their mind. And,
yeah,
you know, with films like, you know, Loose Change and Alex Jones's Martial Law, when people see this kind of stuff, it's hard to just put aside. Now with this Obama deception getting a little bit of media hype, which is excellent, you know, we can bring even more people in that just refuse to look at the material. So I think it is, you know, very important you have a good showing out at D.C. This is tomorrow?
This is Saturday, the 21st.
All right, so it's Saturday the 21st. As many people that can get out there, get out there.
Yeah,
and please hand out the videos, man.
Yeah, gather 12 noon at 23rd Street and Constitution Avenue Northwest.
All right,
in Washington, D.C. That's this Saturday. The other thing I want to mention, I'll be at the Ground Zero this year, too. I was be my fourth year in a row. I met you, we were talking two years ago up in New York, around Ground Zero. We were talking, you and me. I had a real good, you know, conversation. I had a real good feeling about you and everything.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Well, you know, I try to get down there every year, and I think it's important to reach out to people that don't know this or would challenge this and, you know, hand out as many DVDs and really just be a person. I thank you for the call. I hope you get a good showing out at the Pentagon on Saturday. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Remember, the call line is 866-582-9933. What's going on, Matt?
I won't take up much of your time, Jason. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Did you happen to see that CBS News picked up Political story?
The what story?
Politico.
Oh, yeah, we read the whole entire article on yesterday. I'll hold you over to the other side, and we'll talk about that Politico article. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Politico, actually a fair article about the Bilderberg Group. Who knew? Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
We are back live at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We have somebody on the line, Matt in Missouri, about the Politico article that we went over yesterday. And let me just give you some of the highlights of this great article. They actually tell you some of the members of the Bilderberg Group, such as Margaret Thatcher, Conrad Black, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, and many more, including, say, the top officials of BP, IBM, Barclays, and the Bank of England. They interview Ron Paul. They talk about, you know, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Don Graham, the entire Obama administration that's connected to the Bilderberg Group. I mean, this thing is just completely, unbelievably off the charts. It's what this movement needed to really put them into the forefront. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, actually today, because I listen to your podcast usually, mm-hmm. and I was doing a search on the internet and noticed that CBS News actually picked up that story and put it on their front page earlier today.
Oh, well, that's actually excellent. Well, Politico is a huge, huge site. Not only that, they brought in that AOL story. You know, the talk on pretty big shock jock radio over at Opie and Anthony is encouraging as well. The fact that in less than a week, the version from Change the Channel on the Obama deception, we had him on yesterday, has now over 100,000 hits. There's other YouTube ones that are over 100,000 hits. The Google video version, which you can't see the view counts of, was number one for like 2 days until they tore it off the page. That probably has over 100,000 hits. I really feel like well over 1 million people have already seen this movie.
Yeah, it's exciting, man.
It is exciting. I mean, the DVD shipped here today, and 1 million people have seen it before the DVD. I mean, this one's not even unwrapped, man. I mean, we can win this thing. We got to believe we can win it. We got to help spread the word. We just got to, you know, take up arms in the info war. I thank you for the call. We're going to continue to take your calls here. Call in line is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, what's on your mind?
Hey, just checking the site here. I'm a member, mm-hmm. and your low bandwidth flash at the bottom isn't working.
All right, well, we'll check that out, but I would tell you this. I know that sometimes I'll log into Alex, and I'll try to watch, like, the WMV stream, and I can't get that one to work, but there's always a second link, an alternative link. Try the alternative link. You may have some success there.
No, hello?
Yeah.
No, I did get on the WMV link, so I'm all set with that. I was just telling you that it's not functioning. Anyway, back to tactics with this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of wondering, are we really getting through a lot of little nuts and bolts pieces, or are we just coming through with the big story? I think there's a lot of little nuts and bolts we're forgetting along the way.
Well, I mean, in any kind of medium, we're not going to be able to cover everything, especially when the medium is,
well,
you know, whether it be books or whether it be videos, you can only put so much information in something, you know, for people to consume. Go ahead.
When I mean nuts and bolts, I'm not talking about more info, rather than I'm speaking of changing our lifestyles to the point where the system is so messed up trying to psych us out to buy their garbage that we basically kill the beast.
Well, I mean, you know, look at my generation. I think we're very, you know, consumeristic. I think we're very self-centered. I think, you know, we're also very ethnocentric. I think those are some hard things to, you know, just change overnight. But the first thing we have to do is we have to inform them that they're being lied to and screwed over and why they should make those changes. So, you know, I think it's a process, man. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day. I'm certainly not perfect.
Oh,
so I hope more people can come around and realize, you know, they want to eat organic foods. They want to fight, you know, Codex Alimentarius. They want to know about the Federal Reserve. They want to be against, you know, this globalist banking scheme. I mean, there's just so many issues out there. Info Warrior Independence Day this July 4th. Let's tackle it together. I thank you for the call, Leo. Let's go to James in New York. James, what's on your mind?
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Two things. One was just to give you a little background. I've spent several weeks here, starting in 1999 into 2005, mm-hmm. in the north of Ireland.
Okay.
And I just thought it was a real disservice to call Gerry Adams the head of the IRA. I mean, the power structure is such that it's impossible to pin one person down as the head of the IRA. It would be like calling Ron Paul the head of the American militia movement, you know?
Okay. Well, I don't know much about it, man. I don't know what that background noise is. I want to keep you on the line here.
I'm on a roof up here in the city.
Okay. All right. Well, basically, I don't know that much about Gerry Adams or his affiliation with the IRA. I took the call out of, it was either out of Canada or Ireland. So, you know, tell me who you think he is.
He is the president of a political party that is closely associated with the provisional IRA, who have been on ceasefire for close to a decade, mm-hmm. maybe even over a decade by now. And, you know, it was a tough of a fight to get people to lay down their arms and tackle this thing politically as it was to, you know, engage in a guerrilla war with the British.
Mm-hmm.
Because the British establishment has a military establishment is very interested in keeping things going over there. I mean, it's a, you know,
well,
it's a nice career if you're an English officer to just take a quick ride over to Ireland rather than go to Afghanistan.
It's kind of sick humor, but true. I got to let you go because of that echo. You bring up a good point. Like, I don't claim to know that much about Gerry Adams. He was just asking me how to approach him with a question. I don't know whether this guy is, you know, involved, you know, with, you know, legitimate issues, whether he's a provocateur. All I know is that, you know, the IRA has been infiltrated by feds before, the MI5 and MI6, and they've been set up before, so you just never know. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Jake in Kansas. Jake, what's going on?
Hey, I'm sure you probably remember me. It just seems like every time you say defeatist attitude, it sounds like it's talking to me and probably a lot of other people that got scared by multiple different things that are mentioned that targets us. I just want to say that all the information that I've heard in the last 2 days made me very confident. And I got an email from the Campaign for Liberty saying to meet at the Capitol building, which is just down the street, to not really protest, to just kind of push our representative to, recognize Ron Paul's bill for the audit of the Federal Reserve.
Which is a justified bill. Yeah, I mean, we should know, what the Federal Reserve is doing. And, I just want to say I'm not just speaking to you. I know that you have called in a couple of times. But I get emails, too. What can I do? It's all over. Or even my friends will be like, even if this stuff is true, Burmese, who cares? I'm just going to live my life. There's nothing I can do about it. I hear that stuff all the time, and it's just like it's crushing, man. I don't want to say it's crushing because, obviously, I get over and I move on. But, it's so much – it feels so much better to hear people say, I went out there and I did this and this and this. It wasn't perfect, but I reached a couple people. I know we're having an effect when mainline media is talking about the Obama deception. This is an Alex Jones film. This isn't a Michael Moore picture, which you expect the mainstream media to talk about. This is an Alex Jones picture. And for AOL to do a story, for Politico to actually do a fair story about Bilderberg Group, I mean, this feels great in the office. I'm not going to lie. There's some high fives going around.
Geek Talk here. Thank you, InfoWars webmaster, for optimizing the flash for the Cola Blue flash commercial there. It made my quad-core processor go down to 1% instead of 75%. The InfoWarrior, the InfoWarrior 4th of July party. What's going on? How do we...
How do you do this? All right, it's very... Listen, I'm hoping all the organizations, not just statewide, but worldwide. All right, there's so many... We Are Change organizations. There's so many people that are involved in truthaction.org. Lone Lantern Society has a lot of people. Okay, and the Fed has a lot of people. Campaign for Liberty has a lot of people. It's July 4th. I'm not telling you what issue to take up. Hey, there you go. So it's your birthday too. So listen, I'm not telling people what issue, whether they hand out, citizens' rule books and, actual pocket constitutions, if they have copies of, the Obama deception, fabled enemies, loose change, martial law, anything, whether they make flyers.
Yeah, that's the last thing. I have turned around about 5 people in the last 2 days with that movie.
Which
high
one?
High quality from that something, the change or something, that guy. He has the high-quality account on YouTube.
Channel. Yeah, the Obama
channel. Yeah.
It's going mega-viral. I can't even listen.
Yeah,
I'm very
obviously.
Happy about it. Yeah, it's killer. And you know what? I'm hearing you laugh. I thank you for the call, Jake C. We can have a positive effect. Think a link. 5 people he knows are now a little bit more awake, a little more apt to probably watch something on 9/11 when they would have been like, 9/11 truth, what are you with the ragheads? I want to shoot them all. Let's make it a glass parking lot. That's the attitude of some people. I'm like, no, actually, they're human beings, and they're being bombed for something that they didn't really have anything to do with at all. In fact, it was orchestrated by this, black ops shadow government intelligence apparatus. There ain't no shadow government. That's in them James Bond movies. You've been watching too much Octopussy, buddy. Don't you know? You've been watching a little too much Goldfinger and Moonraker. There's no shadow government. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right. My only fear is that people are going to start looking at you guys, and not that I disagree with what you're saying. I'm just saying that they mindlessly follow, and they start watching these films, and they watch YouTube, and they do whatever. And they start believing it without looking into anything. Because what I'm doing personally is I avoid
your one of the website. Number one things.
No, that's not the point. But,
okay.
Because it is number one, people follow it. But to investigate these things, aside from the information that you're providing.
Well, no, I agree. I tell people all the time, please check our source information. Please read a book. We encourage people to make their own films.
No, I know
start
you
their
do.
Own websites. I mean, I hear you, man. There's a lot of responsibility, especially at this office, because we are the number one alternative website. Hey,
that's
man.
My point.
Yeah, well, my point is this. I'm not perfect. I never claim to be.
No, no, no.
But please check out what we're saying. I'll hold you over to the other side. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmese.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge funds companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Streamline the job and we'll slide, roll, and stop, watch a pride they ever are.
not the fat cat. I bet you he's not fighting the wars. All right, we're going to come back to Brian in New York. Brian, I'm not sure I'm getting your point. Obviously, we have a great responsibility here, but I don't think we, you know, encourage anybody to take our information verbatim.
I don't, for a minute, suggest that you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that's human nature. I mean, people have a tendency to follow the popular. I mean, this is the counterculture. This is, you know, you guys are doing the right thing, but I'm just saying people have a tendency to follow regardless.
That's true. I mean, it's true. People, a lot of people aren't type A personalities, and a lot of people are looking for somebody to follow a movement. I mean, I think they make that great point.
I'm doing, let me tell you, this is not a criticism. What I'm doing at work is I listen to you guys on the internet while I'm at work, and I actually go online illegally at work, and I just do my work and just be informed, and I try to get the links and do whatever and not use you guys specifically, but use the information and try to get people to be, you know, look at this stuff and do, you know, do your own investigation. And don't be, I don't, as much as I want to burn a disc and give it to them, I want them to look at, like today I did the, I did a PDF of the House bill and the Senate bill for the organic banning, you know, mm-hmm. banning of that kind of thing, but I didn't bring in into the.
You didn't show them the Prison Planet story.
Nothing.
Exactly.
I just wanted them to read. You know, so.
I understand where you're coming from. In fact, you know, back in the day when I was just getting into this, and I would go to my friend Rob at the time, one of the pizza guys, and Nate. I remember talking to him, and we would read InfoWars, and we would be like, "Well, if this is true, I don't even want to get into this because this is just too hardcore."
Exactly,
and then I would look at some of this information, and I wouldn't send people to Prison Planet or InfoWars. I would be more comfortable sending them to maybe a GNN.TV, which has a little bit more of a leftist.
Yeah.
And, you know, I quickly got over that once I started to, you know, study the New World Order. But I hear what you're saying, and I'm all about bringing people in that normally wouldn't look at this stuff. So I like your methods, and I encourage other people to use those same ones. I thank you for the call, Brian. Let us jump to Dan in Florida. Dan, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, Jason? I just want to, you know, tell you a couple things, and then I just got, like, two questions for you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, basically, I just want to tell you, I think you're doing a pretty good job of the show and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to say that over the period of the past, like, 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
I watched, like, all of Alex Jones's films, right?
Okay.
And that took, I want to say, like, 35 hours, something like that.
it took a while.
Yeah,
there's quite a few of them out there if you watch them all.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was taking notes, too, and I was actually trying to cross-reference stuff and things like that. But anyway, first of all, you guys have some Iran stuff, like on Infowars.com and stuff like that. What do you think about a draft as far as that goes? And that's my first question. Second question, you've heard of David Icke, right?
Of course.
Okay, now, second question, what do you think about what he says about, like, extraterrestrials and reptilian people, like, being, you know, like the politicians and things like that?
You got it. All right. First question.
I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks, Jason.
All right, you got it, man. First question, I kind of forgot because the Icke question's throwing me off there. But let's just go with the Icke question. What was he saying? Do you know, Paul? What was the first question? Oh, the draft. Oh, Iran. That's right. I think they want to bring in a draft no matter what, whether they're going to go into Iran or not. Iran is actually, you know, looked at as probably the most aggressive nation in that Eurasian region that will put up a fight. You know, this Afghanistan war where they're going to redeploy troops into Afghanistan, that's all show. Okay, we've already taken over Afghanistan. We've taken over Iraq. No matter how many troops we have in there, whether it's 50,000 or 150,000, those regions are ours. It's now all about, you know, acclimating Pakistan more. They've been our buddies for a while. It's more about, you know, taking out Saudi Arabia from their financial prowess. But Iran is that rogue nation, and I think that they do want some kind of a military solution there. David Icke, well, obviously I've sounded off on this subject many a time before, anyone who's listened to me on Alex Jones or over here at the Info Warrior, but we'll go over it one more time. Fourth dimension reptile people from God knows where. After this, it's the Info Warrior.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, boxmen of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Deliver Federal Express. On your mother's
All right, we are back. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and now I get to give my view of David Icke. Well, let me first say that I enjoy David Icke. I think that he's done a lot for the movement in general, woken a lot of people up in Europe. A lot of his research does check out. He's a charismatic personality, and he's exposed a lot of people to the idea of one world government and the Illuminati. So thank you, David Icke. However, you know, I think it crosses a line somewhere with the reptilians. That's something, you know, Sumerian texts and, you know, a lot of Zachariah Sitchin research. You know, it's very ominous. And I don't know if it necessarily points in the direction that he goes. There's these eyewitnesses that say this and that. You know, I've watched Confessions of a Mother Goddess. Look, I think that his work with frequencies and matter, that's very interesting. I don't necessarily think that translates into, you know, lizard people from the fourth dimension and this, you know, Anunnakian bloodline that is discussed. So, you know, I say to people, take everything with a grain of salt. Everything, you know, back to that original caller, you know, Brian before Dan. Take everything with a grain of salt. Try to verify everything you can through mainstream sources and alternative sources alike. And the more research you can do, the better. You know, I'm not trying to bash anybody here. All right, let's jump to our next caller. By the way, the call-in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Jason. Good evening. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay, a couple things I wanted to hit on. First of all, on this caller, Brian, I have to disagree with what he said. I understand what he's saying, that, you know, you want people to check stuff out. And, I mean, if you listen to Alex enough, he harps on that. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. None of you guys are saying I'm the ultimate source. But my point is this, before I get to why I called and addressing what he said, I think it's a big mistake to not point people to sites like Infowars.com and to not take those documentaries and burn them, documentaries and burn them and hand them out, because they are so loaded with documentation. And I'll give you a good case in point. I used to work at Walmart. And so I talked to people there and asked them what they thought of 9/11, you know, and of course they give me this deer in the headlights stare response like I'm from another world. And even though I would give them some factual information that I knew they couldn't refute, well, then what I decided to do on break, I brought in with me Alex's documentary, Martial Law.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started playing it there in the break room. And one of the women that was the most vocal and opposing what I was saying, her reaction was, huh, I guess they have been lying to us. So, you know, that just makes the point. You've got resources out there. Use them. And that will provoke people, because what I'm finding is now, unlike a couple years ago where I had people reacting that way as, you know, real skeptical in the wrong way, where they're not at least willing to check things out, now I've got people looking at me and shaking their head and go, you know what? What you're saying makes sense, because it's all around us. It's everywhere. I mean, I ask people, have you noticed all the cameras going up everywhere? What do you think those are there for? And they go, yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, you get people to think, you provoke them with stuff like that. And the thing I wanted to mention real quick, why I mainly called in, you know, you were talking about this Politico documentary that accused Alex of being a conspiracy theorist.
You mean, hold on, the Politico article is different from the documentary New World Order, which is
the documentary New World Order, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's what I got to say about that. You know, if what they're saying about Alex is true, then, you know, hearkening back to martial law, you know, which I'm sure you've seen, how do you explain the reaction of David Gergen when he interviews him? You know, the guy got so upset at him. That's none of your damn business. And that's, you know, ambush journalism. And I disrespect you. Why would he react like that if Alex is so off the wall and what he's saying is so untrue? It's because these people know that what he's saying is true. And the deception is to keep people in the dark by making someone like Alex look like some extremist, when all he is being is a modern day Paul Revere sounding the warning. And I'm telling you, he has woken up a bunch of people, and, you know, it's just common sense. If you have half a brain and you look around you at what's going on, you have to say, you know, things just don't add up to the official story we're being told. And I think what's great with his latest, you know, documentary, The Obama Deception, you know, I've seen people on the site saying, you know, in the commentary on this, that, you know, it shouldn't have been named that, it should have been called The Money Deception. But see, people don't understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, but I believe the reason he's called it the Obama Deception is because he's not saying the Obama Deception is he's deceiving his followers and proclaiming himself as the Messiah, but the Obama Deception is that he's a liberal from the left, when all he is another puppet, just like George Bush, working for the same people that backed him and carrying on the torch of globalism. Am I right?
You are 110% correct. And, you know, they actually discussed that on Opie and Anthony, and I thank you for the call. They said, you know, this could have been called something else. It's all about the bankers. But then the guy's like, well, it really does show how they control Obama and how this is all just a deception. And, you know, they came to the same conclusion. And that's what this is about. It's about how this administration is being puppeteered by a group of elites that have puppeteered administrations and been part of administrations for as long as we can remember. Remember, the Bilderberg Group may have started in the 50s, but that doesn't mean that they weren't building their infrastructure long before that. All right, let's go to James in Pennsylvania. James, what's happening?
Hi, Jason. Just a couple of comments about your last couple of callers.
Mm-hmm.
First one being David Icke. My advice to everyone on David Icke is, look at his information, because I don't think you should not look at people's information, but look at it, use your own discernment, and, you know, believe it or not, but don't let it stop you from being an activist.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
I don't know. Exactly, yeah. Burn Alex's film still. They're all true, too. And you know what? After we bring these guys down, maybe I'll go up and ask one of them while they're in their cells rotting for the rest of their life, hey, you reptilian or not? But I want to bring these people down first, so who cares right now?
Exactly.
Look at it, whatever you want to think about it, fine. Don't let it stop you. Second, for these defeatist attitudes, people, don't be like that. If you can't burn discs, burn flyers with a summary of the Obama deception. Make people want to watch it on YouTube. We got a good copy out there now. Everyone can see it for free. There's so much you can do without even trying.
Yeah, click of a button, you can give somebody a high-quality Obama deception from Change the Channel. I was shocked how good it looked on YouTube.
Oh, me too.
Looks great. Hey, technology can, it's a double-edged sword, folks. They're trying to use it to enslave us. I'm trying to use it to empower us. You know, and if you don't want to use that empowerment, I mean, it's your loss. This is a technological age, and you know what? If you can't get somebody to watch it on YouTube, you can damn well burn it and send it to somebody, you know, hand it to somebody, and you don't even have to force it upon them. You know, like the earlier caller was saying, you know, I grabbed a copy of Martial Law and I threw it on in the break room at work. You know, 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to come across that and be like, oh, my God, and then ask you where you got it, maybe want some more information, maybe wake up. God forbid we wake people up that aren't awake. I mean, isn't that what this is about?
That is, and I was just talking to a few of my substitute teachers today because everyone wants to talk about the economy right now. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about Obama. So here I was just talking to a sub, and then two periods later I had a sub and a guy. They were all talking. They were kind of informed, but they were very impressed with my level of information that I had. So I handed them copies of the Obama deception. Now I'm expecting them to come back tomorrow and ask me about it.
Yeah, they probably will be talking to you about it.
Talk to people. Have a disc in your pocket on you. It's so easy to.
Yeah, hey, man. Great caller. Reminds me of me when I was younger. I still have copies. They're usually in my bag or whatever, but, you know, before I was doing this professionally, I was handing out discs all the time to strangers, people I worked with, people I rode the bus to work with, you name it. All right, let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the Obama deception a little bit. I just wanted to say thanks to you and Alex. You guys put out another great film, as per usual. I got out the other day and put around hundreds of flyers. I handed out about 50 DVDs today, and the reception was good, actually. I had a lot of people, when you hand them, you know, stuff on the street, they kind of give you that, you know, oh, what is this nonsense, you know, at first. It's about 3 seconds I got that from most people, and they got about 2 lines down on the flyer. They're, oh, really? So it was pretty cool, actually. I was quite surprised. It was a good day. I'm going to be doing the same thing all week up until I have my hard copy on DVD, and then we're going to go get to town burning that. I'm in the process of ordering a couple video cameras off of eBay literally right now and some video editing equipment, and then within the next couple of months here, I'll be getting to making my own documentaries, hopefully, so.
Well, you know, Godspeed to you and way to go, man. I mean, once again, if you want to make a difference, you can. And it actually, doesn't it feel good to get out there and talk to people and see the change on their face almost immediately?
It does. It absolutely does. And, I mean, one of my best friends, Taylor, I actually talked him out of joining the Air Force a few months ago. He's like, you know, I really want to help my country and this and that. I was like, dude, help me. Like, you see what I do? I do this, like, 60 or 80 hours a week. This is all I do. I mean, this is, you know, my life. I was like, you want to serve your country, man, you know, come pass out DVDs with me and watch people walk up to you 6 months later and say thank you. That is a service to your country.
Absolutely, and that's a service to, you know, humanity in general, free humanity. I thank you for the call. It's a way to get our Constitution and Bill of Rights back. It's a way to try to take this country back. Remember, you know, I as a kid, I actually liked saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I actually loved my country. You know, I still do love my country. But it makes me just so sad and disgusted to see, you know, not only what the country as a whole has become, but how a lot of people in this country act and how they want to remain willfully ignorant and their attitudes, their pompous attitudes about, oh, it's uncool to know this type of information. Don't you know America's top model is on, Jason, and Tyra Banks is hosting. And she's got her own show for when she's not hosting that show. And by the way, it's a new season of American Idol. I'm very busy. I don't have time for all this. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Kirk in Ohio. Kirk, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Jason, man? I got to give you props. I got the hard copy of Fabled Enemies. Great movie. I passed out numerous copies. But the reason I'm calling tonight is about the Obamanoids.
Okay.
I was in Cincinnati. We just had a tea party there. About 5,000 showed up there at Fountain Square in Cincinnati. Great show. We had a great time all together. And the people out there, okay, were, when we approached them, and now I want to say I was out there with We Are Change Ohio. They were out there, and we were confronting people on the Obama deception. We were handing out flyers saying, hey, go, you need to go see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the main things that we were hearing were, one, race.
Oh, geez.
You weren't sticking up. You weren't out here fighting when Bush was in office. My main point was, okay, 9/11 happened on Bush's watch. Look at how many truthers there are since We Are Change started in, what, 2006?
Mm-hmm. A little over 2 years old now.
Right. So, yeah, people were doing things about this. Then they want to bring up, well, this economic problem didn't happen on Bush or didn't happen on Obama's watch. It happened on Bush's watch. What does anybody realize? You know, these Obamanoids, do they realize that he passed a stimulus bill as well?
Yeah, and not only that, he's literally helping the bankers orchestrate what they want through a continuous policy. There's no change in policy whatsoever. He's going to give the bankers everything they desire. In fact, there's a story, I don't know if I printed it, but basically it's come out that Obama actually took, I think it's like $120,000 in donations from AIG, which is, you know, notorious in the news right now for taking all of these, you know, backdoor million-dollar bonuses while they ran their company into the ground.
Well, you see, Jason, unfortunately, the sheeple of America don't want to hear that because we, you know, these people are so starstruck, like you know, there was some rock star in front of them.
No, they are. He's on the cover of Spider-Man, sir. Don't you get it? He's here to save all of us. I thank you for the call.
I know. I seen that, Jason. It made me puke. Now, I do want to say this. I have the Obama Deception pre-ordered. I'm waiting for the copy, plus my shirt. Don't be a sucker. that's a great shirt. I love it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like Alex's new shirts, the Obama shirts. Those are great, too. I am holding a screening here in Dayton, Ohio for the Obama Deception. I'm going to have tons of DVDs. I'm going to have 10 DVDs plus the Obama. I'm going to have such a mouthful of red pills, people aren't going to be able to swallow them all at one time.
I'm loving the energy,
May
Kirk.
9th.
May 9th? All right, why don't you...
May
don't you,
9th.
Okay, where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Neon in Dayton, Ohio.
All right, May 9th, Dayton, Ohio. Keep us updated. Call up when it gets a little bit closer. We need people to have these screenings. Show it at your church, your school, you know, anywhere you can get a group of people to take a look at this information. I mean, we can still save the country, folks. It could still happen. And we need, you know, sharp minds, people that are awake to combat this system of tyrannical globalism. That's what it is. I know I said I was going to go by Garrison Globalism from now on and start my own Good Burger chain, but I think that's a bad idea. What do you think, Paul? I should probably just run my mouth for 3 hours a night. Gary Global? Gary Globally? All right. Let's continue to take your calls. The call line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to James in Florida. James, what's happening?
Hi, Jason. I just wanted to point out to your listeners who think that this New World Order idea is a concept that's been put into place over the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years. It goes back much farther than that.
Oh, way further. Wait for a minute. And I'm seeing you want to talk about UN and world government. Let's talk about the League of Nations they tried to bring in after World War I. They were unsuccessful. So the Rockefellers started their own private organization, the Council on Foreign Relations, before the United Nations. So they at least had a globalist think tank even way back then.
Exactly, exactly. And the Second World War was used as a, you know, this argument has been made that the United States is somehow responsible for fascism and the Second World War itself by pursuing an isolationist foreign policy. So it's crazy how these things play out. But I wanted to draw your attention to a New York Times article from February 26, 1950, mm-hmm. written by Cord Meyer, which if you're deep enough into what happened to Kennedy, Alex might find this actually useful for the documentary he's working on.
Okay.
Cord Meyer was the point man, or according to the testimony of E. Howard Hunt.
All right, hold on, Herd. We'll come back to you on the other side. We'll be back taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, 866-582-9933, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents. And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We've got, what do we got online? James in Florida on the line. He's reading us an article from 1950. Continue.
Hi, Jason. Well, this article is written by Cord Meyer, and it's important that you know who he is. He was named by E. Howard Hunt in E. Howard Hunt's deathbed confession as the point man in the Kennedy assassination. So I think that Alex might find that rather relevant. But at any rate, in 1950, this guy's written an article in the New York Times, co-authored with another author, in which they engage in this Hegelian dialectic, world government and UN, a debate. And one side of the argument is the UN's good enough for now. The other side is we need world government now. But the, of course, synthesis is that we'll eventually have world government, and that will usher in an age of peace. So I just wanted to point out, you know, this stuff's been, they're pushing this stuff through the media.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about incrementalism. You know, a lot of the people that are members of the Bilderberg Group and others don't like the conquest version. They like consent, and they'll wait a while. You know what I'm saying? They'll just put it out there gradually bring in their program and gradually bring in their program. It's very rare when a 9/11 type event happens and things happen very, very rapidly.
That's great. And thanks for all the work you're doing. And if you could, please pass that article on to Alex, because I know he's working on something with
I'll send it to my MySpace, and I will definitely send it over to Aaron, who helps work on that film. I appreciate the call. Let's jump to Nick in Colorado. Nick, what's the haps?
Burmy.
Yes, sir.
Burmy.
Yes.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Which one?
It's all a conspiracy. Don't believe none of it. Conspiracy theory. Get on it. Google it. Uh-huh. Check it out. You got to check your sources. Double check everything. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Your Honor, Bernie. Okay, I'm trying to do Alex Jones. I'm not very good at that.
I got a couple Alex Jones impersonators out there. One guy sent me this this Alex Jones Tex Mars interview, and he actually gets Tex Mars like spot on. He's a little off on his Alex, but it was funny nonetheless.
Hey, that last Tex Mars interview was totally outrageous. You know, when he got to that part where he's talking about the crypt underneath the Washington...
Yeah, the Washington Monument there, how there's supposedly a crypt, crypt where George Washington put some kind of...
Did you go on that, he said you could go there and they'll take you down.
Well, they'll take you downstairs. There's definitely hidden compartments. Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of crazy DC. You know, a buddy of mine, he runs, what is it? Which studios? I can't think of it. SMT Studios on New York City. He's off of Broadway. And he got to go to this Masonic Lodge in New York City that was just like one of the crazier Masonic Lodges. And they let him sit in the king's seat. And he got this personal tour. And he has amazing pictures. So, you know, you never know until you ask. And you can definitely keep on keeping it on. I encourage people to do things like that. You'd be surprised what you can get away with when you have a camera and a tour guide. Thank you for the call, my man. Let's jump to... Chris in Minnesota, the call-in line is 866. Whoa, I'm losing it. 866-582-9933. I don't know what's wrong with me. Sometimes I just totally, maybe it's the time. You know, Paul Hartman's like, nah, you just suck, dude. That's it. You just suck. All right, let's go to Chris in Minnesota. Chris, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, Jason, how's it going tonight, man? I actually met you when at the world premiere of Loose Change Final Cut in Minneapolis. That was pretty cool to...
Oh, yeah. Minneapolis was a fun deal, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. I also was at the Campaign for Liberty rally there in Minneapolis. And if you remember, the RNC was going on at the same time.
Yes, and I want you to talk about that on the other side. We're going to hold you over. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
you for listening to GCN.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
St. Patrick's Day, all. We're in the third and final hour of the Info Warrior this 17th of March, 2009. And we've got Chris in Minnesota on the line. We're going to keep going through your calls. I think we're going to actually break a record here. We might blitz through 50 calls on this program. But, Chris, you have the floor, sir.
I just wanted to give you a heads up. There's an article posted at 10 o'clock tonight, Central Time, on the Minneapolis Star Tribune. That talks about one of the suspects from that were arrested at the RNC pleaded guilty to making Molotov cocktails.
Now, is this one of the guys? I remember there were the guys that wanted to dress up in the Dumb and Dumber tuxedos, and they were going to go on a killing spree on the way to the RNC, and then they were going to kill Obama, right? Or something ridiculous?
I'm not sure about that, but the article that talks about these guys is that all three of them are supposedly from Austin, Texas, and that they all were making Molotov cocktails. And it's actually kind of funny. It's on the front page of StarTribune.com. They have a linking article to it that talks about out of the 800 and some odd people that were arrested, several of them, after they were held, they were released without even being charged with anything, and several of them were journalists who were there that were just arrested for just being around. So it's kind of interesting. You might want to check that out.
I'll definitely check it out. I thank you for the call. I thank you for the heads up. We got some really great tips over here at the Info Warrior. Let's go to Gary in California. Gary, how's it hanging, my friend?
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Woo!
How you doing, brother?
I could be drunker because I'm not drunk at all. But thank you for the best wishes on this glorious holiday that all my friends are enjoying and I am not. Go ahead, man.
I got some good news for you, brother.
I've been
passing out the videos, and I met one of the persons at lunch. He goes, "Man, that video was so good. It opened my eyes. I can't believe it. I thought it was going to be something political." And I said, "I told you." And he goes, "I watch the news differently now. The world's totally different now for me." And I said, "Really?" I said, "That's what I wanted to hear."
Yeah, because a lot of people can now absorb it. They see, you know, before all this information's coming at them in bits and pieces with a lot of the other propaganda, and it's not put into a form where they can understand, hey, the bankers are printing their own money. Hey, the Federal Reserve isn't federal. Hey, they just stole trillions of dollars from everybody while taking everyone's homes. Something's wrong here. And then that's put into a two-hour thing where you explain the who, what, where, and why. And now when they watch Fox News, they're like, nonsense. Bull, not good. Okay, this is propaganda. And all of a sudden, you know, we have an awake populace. Maybe we can win this thing. Maybe we can take it back. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. And then one more thing. Mm-hmm. I phoned the strategic report, the Northern Militia Movement.
The MIAC report we've talked, yes.
Yeah, I called this morning. Mm-hmm. I finally got through, and it was a sergeant that came on. I got to write the name down. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But I said, what's the deal with this? You know, I was really polite with him, and I said, why is Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin and all those guys, why their name on there when Ron Paul's a sitting congressman? He goes, he's cool. He goes, well, let me explain why we put it on there. It's to protect the police. It's for safety and blah, 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 blah. You know, all the
He's awesome. He's just a threat because if you have a Ron Paul 08 bumper sticker and we roll up on your car, you might just shoot us in the face. That's basically what they're saying with this thing.
So I said, okay, if he's cool, then why is he on there then? I mean, come on.
It's all doublespeak. It's very Orwellian. I thank you for the call, Gary. Don't you understand? People that are for our liberty, for our freedom, they're an enemy of the state. They're an enemy of America, according to the globalists and elitists. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Well, come on, all you big strong men, Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun, we're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn, the next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty of good money to be made, supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on a Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three.
What are we fighting for? We can all be getting drunk. It's St. Patrick's Day, after all. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And, who are we on here? Are we still on Gary in California? Gary, are you still there? Or did we drop Gary? All right. Well, then let's go to Skyler in Texas. Skyler, what's happening?
Not much. Congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem. How are you enjoying Austin?
I like Austin. I actually spent a lot of time out here from mid-April till the end of August doing Fabled Enemies, although I didn't get out much. It was definitely a cool rock town. I have a cousin out here who I'd never really met before coming out here, and we spent some time. He goes to UT. He's about 10 years younger. So it's a definitely cool town. I got a little family here. I've made some friends. It's a cool gig, man.
Awesome, awesome. Glad to hear that. Welcome, welcome, by the way.
Thanks.
I saw the Obama deception the other day. I subscribed. I saw it as soon as it came out. Very well put together. And I believe Obama's made another huge deception. I've never heard a president come forward and say, oh, it's okay to you know, invest in stocks, the stock market's strong, yada, yada, yada. How could the stock market be strong when you just printed $9 trillion?
Not only that, but you got to remember the Bush administration said the same thing over and over and over again. It wasn't until the very twilight of that administration that they had to own up to the fact that the economy was totally nonsense and done. Before that, they said, oh, invest, invest, invest. It's a strong economy. Invest, invest, invest. So, I mean, he's not the only one guilty of reading the lines of the globalists.
Yeah, well, that's true. But this is almost this should be a shot in the foot to Obama's administration, because when it does implode, which is pretty much guaranteed, he's basically told the American people to do this, and then they lose even more money on it. Well, I mean, what are the implications then? You know,
well, I mean, dude, it's a huge slap in the face of anybody who lives in the United States for a sitting president to say, please invest your money into the stock market, which is just doomed to failure right now. I mean, I agree with you there. I mean, I can't believe people would even believe that. But again, he's a charismatic guy. He's well-spoken. And the mainstream media hasn't challenged this guy on a thing yet. Not on one real issue.
Very true. I've been watching Fox News because, you know, Fox, I can see right through all the news now, but the Fox News is the conservative version or whatever you want to call it. So they're more against him, and they don't
it's like patty cakes over there, man. There's not a real issue being brought up other than Glenn Beck, who's a snake in the grass. I thank you for the call. The call in line is 866-582-9933. We're going to continue to take your calls for the rest of the hour. Remember, I have a little website. It's called theinfowarrior.com. I also have a little movie for you prisonplanet.tv subscribers. You can log in and watch Fabled Enemies right now if you haven't already. Or you can get the hard copy over at infowars.com. You help me, you help this program, and you help the InfoWar when you do so. All right, let's go to Dak in New York. Dak, what's on your mind?
Oh, Zach.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. They got DAC over here.
Yeah.
I get some weird names sometimes. Okay. I get Patriot Bear. I get all sorts of stuff, so I apologize.
They're drunk. I understand.
Hey, maybe they are having a good time in Minnesota. I'm a little jealous, actually. I wish I had a red drunken nose right now.
I hear you. You know, what I'm saying... you're not Alex, so I can't say it, but my only, I know, did they put up on the screen that I was being critical of the Obama deception?
Okay. I guess so. Yeah, they write a little thing,
okay.
I guess. Sure.
Right. I'm just saying, if my only criticism is they shouldn't have put Alex in that movie, or even the voiceover is good, but.
Well, you know what? I've made that case to Jones sometimes on his documentary, saying that, you know, some people are a lot more receptive to the loose change style of documentary where we keep ourselves out of it. However, you know, he kept himself...
I saw that before, though. You know, I'm not trying to argue. I'm just trying to say that is why I don't give it out to people, because... And I would actually like to tell that to him personally,
mm-hmm.
not to do that.
I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. You're going to be hard pressed to get Alex Jones not to put himself in the movie, because he does have that following.
Really, he's got to. I understand where you.
It is between
him.
You and me, man. This is a big radio show. You know what I mean?
But
this
he's got to let that go.
Well, and you know what? I'm not gonna criticize him. This movie has gone bigger than any of his films.
No, in a short amount of time. That's not the point.
Uh huh.
Or the effect to get, you know, he's got to let that go.
All right, I'll take your advice.
I love you both. I love Alex. I love you guys. And it's not a criticism, but
you are being heard, my friend.
Okay.
I hear you. All right. I thank you for the call, Zach. Call in line is 866-582-9933. Again, really, it is different strokes for different folks, because a lot of people do get an Alex Jones movie to see Alex Jones. You know, other people trying to bring people into this sometimes feel that Alex is a little too much abrasive, but I got to tell you, with, you know, the AOL articles, they really didn't go after Jones. This great Politico article is just very, very impressive. And then, of course, you know, the ONA first hour, and they didn't really have much to say about it. So, you know, what can you do? Call in line's 866-582-9933. It is St. Patrick's Day. Let's keep the call semi-sober. Let's go to Rita in Illinois. Rita, how you doing?
Good evening, Jason. I got some news for you. That's pretty good. And I happened to find this out. I got a phone call after stopping in three different gas stations that wouldn't sell me cigarettes without showing my slave card. I finally found one that would sell me the cigarettes without showing my slave card. But anyway, in Illinois, where Obama land, Cook County, mm-hmm. starting June 1st. The slaves have to, if they want to sell their property, they have to give their thumbprint. This is the new law.
Are you kidding
sell
me?
Sell property, huh?
So when did they pass? Is this a regulation? Where did this law get passed?
I don't
passed?
Know. I just heard about it today, and I looked it up on Google, and it's there. Just put in Cook County thumbprint, and if you want to sell your property, I'm not down there right now because my phone was running out of battery, mm-hmm. and I'm charging it. But anyway, yeah, Cook County thumbprint, starting June 1st, when the slaves sell their property, you call it their property, they have to put their thumbprint on the... to prevent fraud, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, your Social Security number, your license, none of that is good enough anymore. You now need to have a thumbprint. Maybe they'll need a retinal scan.
People were coming home. They were coming home and their house was sold and somebody sold it, I guess. You know, I don't know what's going on.
It is absolutely ridiculous. And to speak to your first point, you know, obviously you sound like you're old enough to buy cigarettes. I go to I still have a New York license and I'm out here in Texas. And I stop by a convenience store. I think it was like a Sunoco or something. And I want to get, a pack of smokes for my friend who I'm going to meet. He wants me to pick one up for him. She starts eyeing it down. And, I mean, this is a newer license. And she starts looking at it, and she's like, you know, you don't look 29. And I'm like, look, I'm 29. So then I whip out my other New York State license that's expired, that's all beaten up. I'm like, look, this is me, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, I'll let it go this time, but I wouldn't have sold you beer. I'm like, you don't have a choice on whether or not you want to sell me beer. I'm 29 years old.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not up to you.
Yeah,
I'm like, what do you mean? I'm lucky I'm not buying beer. Well, excuse me, lady, I'm almost 30. I'll be 30 this summer. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it has gotten out of control. I thank you for the call, Rita. Oh, man, we've just been blitzing through calls at the Info Warrior. And let's see if we do a little news tirade here. Or we could read that Politico article. I'm so fond of that Politico article. I mean... Other than this IMF story, I think that's still the biggest one. By the way, IMF talking about how they're going to print a global quantitative easing, which means a global super currency that they're just going to hand out to all the criminals after they talk about it at the G20. How nice of them. They're going to talk about how they're going to enslave us after they announced it to us. Yeah, we're going to have this global super currency. It's going to stop this economic depression that's going global once we give the people that made this economic depression a new super currency for them to consolidate their power. All right, let's jump to Tim in Maine. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how you doing? Great job.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I just wanted to point out in Alex Jones' movie, Obama Deception, and he's been telling us for the last couple of months that the whole point when President Obama said that he was going to cap salaries on the executives, that he wasn't going to give out bonuses. And Alex said all along, they're going to do it. It's coming because they said it. If you read the statement that he had signed, the resolution, and he said it in the movie, that he was going to, that the bonuses were going to go out to the bankers. And now the politicians are all shocked about it, like, oh, this is outrage. How could this have happened? And I just thought that was really amazing when I watched the movie. And then 5 days later, they were actually doing what Alex said they were going to do.
Yeah, it's on Capitol Hill today, and they're acting like they're disgusted. Meanwhile, it's coming out that Obama got over $100,000 from AIG in donations. And that, of course, people in these bigger banks are going to get their multi-million dollar bonuses. That's the way we roll. We roll in an openly corrupt society. Just take it. Don't you understand? This is the new world order. I'm in power, and I'm just going to tell you one thing. We're going to do another. I mean, that's the game right now.
Yeah, and the president knew in January that these bankers were going to take these bonuses. And
that's
the disgusting thing about the whole thing that frustrated me, as Alex said all along, that it's written in there. If you read beyond what the media was reporting, that they were going to hand out bonuses.
I'm a great caller. Thank you. Let's jump to the next one. Hey, no problem, Tim. We'll jump to the next one on the other side. This article out of Politico, you know, it may use the term conspiracist, but it's gone mainline. Bilderbergers excite conspiracists. It started a whole new thing for us. The Obama deception has gone viral. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
Fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just
a lifetime to do it in. That's right. One life to live. One chance at the title. One shot at the championship. Are you going to go for it? Or are you going to sit back and just love your servitude, accept your slavehood? I'm personally not going to do it. I'm going to step up to the plate, take a swing. Who knows? Maybe I can knock one out of the park. I mean, you never know unless you try, folks. You might as well at least take your at bat. All right, let's go to Rick in New Hampshire. Rick, how's it going?
Hi, Jason. Thank you.
You got it?
Jason, I was going to make a suggestion about when people were talking about giving out DVDs. I make an info sheet, mm-hmm. and I insert it in DVDs. Personally, I always give people, I never give people one DVD. I mean, that's just like, okay, what do you do with one DVD? You're watching, you say, yeah, okay, what can I do about it? And we need a rallying point. And to me, the rallying point comes and goes. It came and went with Ron Paul's campaign. It came and went here locally with the with the vote against HCR 6, the sovereignty bill, mm-hmm. and now it's coming up again with Ron Paul's very strong petition to audit the Fed. I don't know if you've seen the copy on this coming from the Campaign for Liberty office, but it really looks good. And this is our next rallying point. And we got all these organizations out there, like great organizations, Freedom Force International. I haven't heard much about. For a while, you know, Edward Griffin, and you mentioned Lone Lantern, and there's a few others. But they have to rally around Campaign for Liberty because Ron Paul is our man with his foot in the door of government, you know?
Well, I love Campaign for Liberty, and I encourage people to get involved, especially if they want to take the next step and, you know, run for city council or run for their local mayor or become a congressman or a state senator. Campaign for Liberty is where it's at. And I totally encourage this new proposal that Ron Paul is putting forward to audit the Fed. I mean, I think it has to be done.
Yeah, well, and what I'm trying to emphasize is that as people give out the Obama deception, by the way, I've given out well over 10,000 DVDs myself, and really? I always write prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com on at least one. I got a basic pack that everybody gets, and then depending on their level of interest, they'll get 4, 6, 8, 10. I mean, sometimes I get people 20 DVDs because they're already on board. They just don't have enough info, mm-hmm. and I want them to know they can go to prisonplanet.tv and see more videos, and they can find out about Alex's show and stuff like that. But the point I'm making is that as people give out the Obama deception videos now, because that's what's hot, I think they should be mentioning the Campaign for Liberty, because if you look at the Obama deception and you start to get the message, I emphasize this very much with people all the time. I say, you got to understand what the number one problem we've got is, and that's the monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
And once they've seen the money DVDs, they begin to understand that, you know. But this whole thing is an educational process, and it takes time. It takes time to digest this. And I meet people sometime I've given, like, you know, 15, 20 DVDs to, like down at the hardware store, major contributors to the first memorial to the Iraq and Afghanistan war in the mm-hmm. country that got dedicated last Memorial Day, you know. Mm-hmm. The hardware store here, I gave them like 15 videos, and I went in a couple weeks later, and you know, how'd you like those videos? Oh, I haven't watched them yet. And I say, I bet you don't have time, you know? You know, and it's like people talk about they don't have to. Well, then I try to get in. One of the reasons why they don't have time is because of what the Federal Reserve and the bankers are doing to our monetary system. They're tying us up in knots. We're running faster and faster on a treadmill. The bills are coming, and we're losing ground, you know?
And let's not forget, it's not American Idol, Rick, and I thank you for the call. A lot of people are just obsessed with their day-to-day routine. They go home, they watch this and that, they're gonna watch the Knicks. I like watching the Knicks, that would be something I would do. But they watch their sports team, they have their shows, and they don't want this new information. You've got to find a way to just open that door, and obviously you've done that with a lot of people by handing out, you know, thousands and thousands of DVDs and to having an info sheet on hand as well. All right, let's go to Ben in Virginia. Ben, what's poppin'?
Hey, Jason, this is Ben with We Are Change Virginia. I just wanted to throw in a couple things about this new movie, The New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they covered today on the Alex Jones Show is that people didn't really get to see the actual ridiculousness of Bilderberg. And if you go to YouTube and check out Bilderberg 2008 Color of Law, mm-hmm. what you'll see in there is you'll see the guy who is supposedly fishing in a cesspool, watching us, watching them, and there was also another part where we actually caught the guys with the Groucho Marx mask.
Oh, I heard about this. Come back. We're gonna tell that story on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now, a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and of course antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're on the line with Ben from Virginia, and he's telling us where you can see some of the stuff that was not in the recent SeaThink New World Order film regarding the Bilderberg Group this year at Chantilly, Virginia. And a couple of the Secret Service guys actually put on, like, weird Groucho Marx types masks. I think it was, like, glasses and, like, the nose combo.
That's right, Jason. They put on a Groucho Marx type mask, and these were the people who had been trolling around all day for at least 3 days out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a 4-day conference. And so you could check that out by getting on YouTube and looking up Bilderberg 2008 Color of Law. And you'll see that as well. And now, I mean, I got my car broken into immediately after I had uploaded this onto YouTube. Everything in the car was laid out perfectly on the seats, but the one thing that was missing was my original DVDs.
Oh, I wonder why. You know, it's because we have freedom in this country. You know, we have freedom in this country, and honestly, the elites love us, so we should stop challenging them at their secret meetings. Haven't you learned? I thank you for the call, Ben. Listen, stop it, guys. We're having too much of an effect. We need to stop and cow down. How dare we make it more difficult for them to bring in global tyranny? I mean, seriously. I mean, this radio show is treasonous. Let's be honest. All right, let's go to Jonathan in Massachusetts. Jonathan, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Good, man. You're in Massachusetts, and you're not down at Boston drinking it up right now? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm Irish and Italian, but I don't drink too much.
All right.
My question, I had two questions. One was just a little general question, kind of personal knowledge. There's a place in Arizona called Acrosante. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's like an urban laboratory about 70 miles north of Phoenix.
Okay.
I'm actually going to Phoenix to visit a couple people. We were going to drive up there and check it out. And
now, is this supposed to be like a black site, or is this like a private organization that's like owned by one of the military? Okay, go ahead.
It started out in the 70s, and it was just built as an urban laboratory for a project like living. And so it's a future thing, and people go back there and work. And I was just kind of wondering if – I was kind of hoping you guys knew, you know, the real deal about it before I went in there and figured out what it was.
I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, first time I did either, that's why. You know, I guess people go there and work for free. You can live there. You can stay there. They do their
own
thing.
It's like a commune?
Basically, yes. It's like a little urban, I hate to say it, but like an urban laboratory.
All right, I'll check it out. Definitely look into it.
Yeah, it's a little different. And the other thing I was asking about the whole...
You still with me? Or we just lose him? All right, that's okay. It happens. I wish I could have heard the question. All right, let's jump to Steve in Canada. He wants to talk H5N1. That is one of the bird flu viruses, two separate ones. I think it was H5N2 that was also found in this latest strain of bird flu vaccinations from Baxter that was mailed out to over 14 countries. Steve, what's happening?
Well, Jason, there's an amazing article by A. Truott, PhD. I believe even Alex has interviewed him before along with Dr. LeBeau about the vaccines, and he's put together a 13-point connecting the dots of what has all, like, the people behind the scenes with this, and it basically goes through how PricewaterhouseCooper, in conjunction with their Chicago client Baxter International, have been behind the cover-up on this, like basically suppressing this, this story of how this whole thing was bioengineered out of Fort Detrick, and was intentionally blended with the H3N2 virus and sent to 18 European labs. He goes on to say one of PricewaterhouseCooper's biggest clients is Goldman Sachs. And together as partners, they were involved with the Satyam scandal in India, which was basically the same as the Enron scandal as far as creative accounting. He goes on and connects Paulson and the TARP bailout being connected, obviously, with Goldman Sachs. It's amazing. It's called Connecting the H5N1 Dots, and it's just fascinating reading how all these things are interlinked together. I've heard this guy before. I believe that his research is admirable. But the number 7 on here really blew me away. It says, according to Scotland's Sunday Herald newspaper, the Rothschild City of London-controlled Royal Bank of Scotland is poised to receive billions of Obama's stimulus package, further billions of U.S. tax dollars to go to City of London via AIG, reinsuring of derivatives hedge funds by Barclays Bank, Goldman Sachs, and Lloyds. And it just, they all connect. It all connects. It's like they want a huge crisis to throw everything into total catastrophe. Like, so many of these key figures are all involved over and over again. It just blows you away, man.
No, I hear you. It's order out of chaos, and that's how they bring
it. It really is. I mean, it's stuff that Alex has been talking about for years, and I think that that's why more and more the movies that you and Alex have made just need to get out there. People need to get informed that, you know, there's some bad people out there that really don't give a whole heck of a lot of care about us, and we need to wake people up as quickly, and I think it quickly is the big word, because they're rattling the saber, my friend.
I'm with you. Great caller. Thank you so much. H5N1 connecting the dots. I'm gonna have to check that out. Hopefully he emails that. InfoWars is a little short staffed right now. Aaron is on a well deserved vacation. Now that the Obama deception is not only out on the web, but we have the hard copy DVDs. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, Here it is right here. I got a stack of them. And we're going to try to get them out to you as quickly as possible so we can, you know, take this train to another level, you know, up the speed. And the info war is being fought on the internet right now, but, you know, face to face, having a hard copy of the Obama deception at your disposal is only going to help this movement. All right, let's jump to Papillon in Nebraska. Papillon, what's happening?
Hey, Jason, I'm not going to ask how you're doing because that's a waste of time. You've already told people. love the Obama deception. I'm still waiting to get my copy, but I have watched it online, recently joined Prison Planet TV. Main reason I called was to let you and everybody else know why no court cases that would have any meaningful change ever get through or ever won to really make a true difference. And that is because if you look at Corpus Juris Secundum, which is the legal encyclopedia, you look at Volume 7, I think it's either Section 3 or Section 4, where attorneys and client, it talks about the attorney's duties and the definition of what a client is. An attorney's first duty is to the court, okay? And fellow attorneys are also officers of the court, so their first duty is to the court itself. Second duty is to their fellow members of the British Aristocratic Registry, commonly called the Bar. Their third duty is to the public at large. Their fourth duty is to the client. So they're not there to represent the client. They're there to preserve the system. And a client, under the definition of a client is also called wards of the court. When you hire an attorney, you give power of attorney to an officer of the court, so you are a ward of the court. And if you look under the definition of wards of the court, it's babies and those of unsound mind. You've declared yourself incompetent when you hire an attorney because you've told the court, I cannot handle my own affairs. So they are free to do with you what they wish, and they can sabotage your case at will.
And this is all common law, by the way, for people unfamiliar with it. And what it really shows is that, you know, the defense attorneys, you know, they collude with the prosecutors as well with the judges. They all have interpersonal relationships outside of the courtroom, you know.
The whole system is totally corrupt. And most people don't understand when they think they hire an attorney and the attorney says, I must represent you to the best of my ability. That ability is not knowledge and skill. They're talking about within the restrictions placed on them by their oath.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. And I actually got to hang out with a gentleman named Tupper Saucy, who's written some books on that matter before his death. And he was very adamant with explaining this to me and this entire system. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, what's popping? We got Dylan?
Hey, Jason, how's it going, man?
Good, man.
Right on. Hey, I just had a quick question. I was wondering if you or Alex had ever tried to contact Jon Stewart from The Daily Show.
You know, we've had some people say, you know, they talked to Jon Stewart and they've given the movies, and we've tried to go through, oh, look who's here. We've tried to go through the contact info and get those kind of people on, but it's always difficult to get celebrities, especially celebrities that have their own forum every night of the week. Dylan, I'm going to let you go because we've got the great Alex Jones in. We've busted through so many calls.
Please, are you wearing a Count Dracula outfit on there?
Is this Count Dracula? It's a jumpsuit. It's not even a jumpsuit. It's like a red boondocker.
I'm just joking. And you can say, hey, shut up, Pumpkinhead. How you doing, Barmy?
I'm doing good. I'm telling everybody about this Obama deception. I've got a lot of great calls about it. A lot of people already handing the video out, and the DVD just got here today. Here it is right here, the Obama deception, going viral all over the place, hitting the mainstream media.
That's right, like busy bees, they're shipping out the info weapon.
In under a week, Alex, you have confirmed over, I believe, from the change the channel, you have over 100,000 views as of tonight. It's like 120,000 views. Then you have the part one of the first one that got up there. That has over 120,000 views. Then the
Google. No, there's one that has like 200,000 views.
Yeah. These are the separate ones that go apart. Then we can't even count the Google video views. And remember, the Google video was number one. It was at the featured page for 2 days. You can't even count those views. Now the change the channel one's on there. Literally in a week, you've probably gotten over 1 million views easy. And that's not even from the PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. You got to be proud of yourself, Mr. Jones.
My God, and the thing I just stumbled in here. No, it's very, very exciting, and we're very, very proud of the Obama deception. because the information in it is very, very important. And that's why I'm going to be launching the Obama Deception Update or the Obama Deception Second Edition, whatever, with all the extra footage we had, all the other issues we didn't cover, like Rahm Emanuel and the Israel connection, or Barack Obama and all the mobsters that are in his administration, but also had to step down, and a whole host of other issues that we're going to be covering.
Go a little deeper into Zbigniew Brzezinski's.
In fact, that's the biggest part with Tarpley and Jill Salente.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers are going to get it first. It's going to go viral.
The craziest part is they're openly announcing a new global currency.
I've been reporting on it for 2 days now, and we talked about it on your show. Here it is right here. IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing, a.k.a. a global super currency, which they will dole out in secret to the global elite criminals who have caused this entire mess.
And then we back up the new super currency with our own tax money.
Exactly.
That's where it gets a tangible value. Well, look, I'm going to let you get back to calls for the last 14 minutes or so. We're just up here working on the Obama Deception Update right now as we speak. So I'm going to let you get back to the great work you're doing. And Jason, I want to thank you for sitting in for me Monday, and thank you for doing the new show here weeknights from 9 to midnight Central.
Well, I want to thank you, Alex, and it's just so heartening to see this picture.
I want to thank the guys that are in there.
Oh, I love those guys. They're great.
Actually, this late at night, I rarely eat candy bars.
Uh-huh.
I gobbled a Hershey's candy bar right before I came in here, and the chocolate coated my throat.
Now you know how I feel on the air, because I'm constantly going, oh.
So I'm like, I can barely talk, but it's what I do for my, boyish figure here. Orson Welles of talk radio today, Alex Jones, but just gobbled a Hershey's bar. No, you're just doing a great job, and I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing, so go ahead and take calls.
You got it, my friend.
Thanks. Yeah, but it is exciting to know that I could feel it when I was making it. Obama Deception, I think, is going to dwarf anything ever made.
When it comes to viral,
I think this is going to be the King Daddy.
I think it is, too. I think it's obviously already gotten.
Do you agree it's King Daddy?
It's awesome. And it's great that it's getting picked up when a lot of Patriot videos haven't gone viral. I mean, the last really big viral one, let's be honest, is probably Zeitgeist. And that came after America Freedom.
And now he makes videos about Global Gaia.
I wonder why they don't do as well. Gee, I wonder.
And the Theophic Society is going to save us.
Actually, I'm not trying to crank on anybody here, but Z-Day came and went, and I didn't hear a thing about it. You know,
it's
what
like
I heard
a little
about?
Fart kind of in the wind. Yeah.
You know what I heard about? I heard about the Obama deception. That's what I keep hearing about.
You know, we didn't pick March 15th because it was the Ides of March.
Yeah.
I just looked and said, what's a Sunday to launch it, or a Monday, and we picked 15th, and they go, and then later Aaron goes, that's the Ides of March when they killed Caesar. I went, no. And then, it's Z-Day. I found out about a week later, and I was like, I've angered them. So I didn't mean any of that. Not the Caesar crap, not the Z-Day. Like, you were here when I was freaking out about that.
Yeah.
But I think that angered him because his lordship refused to come on the broadcast.
Yeah, he refused to come on my broadcast as well. He gave me a little snarky. I got a little snarky thing going, we don't like those nutty conspiracy theorists that talk about a new world order. Meanwhile, Time Magazine, putting out articles, Obama's new world order.
The glorious new world banking system will rule us. Irmus, get back to the calls. I'm going to flap out of here.
All right, you got it, Alex.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Good job.
Thank you. Let's look at this Politico article that is just shaking boundaries around the mainstream media everywhere, naming members of the Obama administration as Bilderbergers. I mean, it doesn't. 1 month later in June, Johnson was joined at the 2008 Bilderberg meeting by Geithner, Holbrooke, Summers, and Ross, as well as Obama's first choice for HHS, that's Human Health Secretary, Tom Daschle, and, of course, Catherine Sebelius, who got the job. Did you just hear that? That's... How many members of the administration have to be a member of the Bilderberg Group, which when AOL starts talking about the Bilderberg Group, they do a poll of what people are now telling me, hundreds of thousands of people, and 70% say they don't even know what the Bilderberg Group is. And then equally, another 70% say, hey, wait a minute, this does sound sort of suspicious. Really? Elitists getting together in secret meetings with our government and political and corporate leaders? Really? That sounds suspicious to you. You know who else likes to go there? Steven Spielberg, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. It seems like they have their bases covered. It's just incredible for me, to think that it takes people so long to connect the dots. And we have tried so many times to reach out to the mainstream media and have them do a fair piece on an organization like the Bilderberg Group. And I can tell you, this truly is the first fair mainstream media piece that delves into what and who the Bilderberg Group is. And when they're joking about it on Opie and Anthony this morning, there's another comedian out there, besides Patrice O'Neill, who brought this up. A guy named Bill Burr. He's had a couple Comedy Central pieces. He's actually a really funny guy. I listened to him on XM Sirius. I call it Sirius XM, whatever. And they were calling it the Bill Burr Group because Bill Burr is well aware of the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the elitists, the Federal Reserve banking system, its criminality. We're going to come back with the final segment of the Info Warrior after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are they gonna be saved?
All right, folks, we are back. It's the final segment of this St. Patrick's Day edition of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And nobody got drunk. Nobody kicked back any whiskey. Can you believe it? We were all sober. And what did we learn tonight? Well, we learned that the mainstream media is breaking the barrier on the Bilderberg Group with this Politico article and this AOL article that is waking up the masses.
Separately. We're not bragging about how we're blowing up. The point is the word's getting out.
Yes.
Every week, big radio, TV, movie stars, you know, rock and roll contact us. And I know he's big in the 80s and stuff, but I'm a fan. Billy Idol's people contacted the office 4 weeks ago, and I haven't been told about this until you just tell me during the break.
Well, I don't know if it was three or four. It was two or three. But, yeah. Yeah, I think his son actually contacted us.
He said his dad wants to talk to me.
Yeah.
Do not forget. I want to get him on the show.
We will do our best to get him on the show, my friend. I want more. And White Wedding, huh? Nice day for a White Wedding.
No, but I like the new stuff he did, like when he redid The Doors,
mm-hmm.
L.A. Woman.
Mm-hmm.
The cops in cars, the topless bars. Never saw a woman so alone.
Hey, Billy Idol.
So alone. Get your mojo rising.
And
gotta keep on riding.
Let's not forget Dancing with Myself. I'm a dancing with myself.
It's all good stuff. But I like the acoustic of all that. That's right. It's Jason Burmes right there.
In fact, I'm bleaching my hair blonde tomorrow, Alex. That's it. That did it for me. I need to go with the Billy Idol look.
Oh, my God.
I already wear the tight leather pants in the office. I mean, you can tell everybody now. I mean,
I'm going to let you get back to what you were doing, but I am outraged at you guys.
Don't be outraged at me. I thought you knew. It's my bad.
Well, no,
I need to tap in a little bit.
Hey, it's
more.
Like Politico for 4 days was trying to get a hold of me, and nobody freaking gave me the message.
Well, I was the first one to give you that message.
I know, Friday night, and I was already gone.
I know, and you came in before that. I should have gave it to you, but I forgot. You just look so happy.
I'm out of here.
All right.
I'm out of here.
Hey,
you'll
be back tomorrow. You're live. I mean, you do a little radio show yourself.
It's called the Keyboard Broadcast.
Alex Jones, everybody, and remember, I've got GCN Studios sending me dance. I can't forget Dancing with Myself, although I gotta say, what was it? Was it White Wedding? What was the one with the girl who was all over the bed and it was like really racy for the time? And it was like him and the chick and, you know, she was dancing around in her underwear. It was a good one. GCN, you got nothing? I was hoping you were gonna type it to me. God, we're not doing anything on this. You're racking your brain too? I remember that was like the big video hit. Not that he didn't have other big video hits, but the one with, it might have been White Wedding. It could have.
I know the one. It's like, teach me. I got it on my iPod.
Oh, Billy Idol. And you know, he had a sense of humor. Which one was it? Rebel Yell? No, it wasn't Rebel Yell.
It came out way after that.
Yeah, Rebel Yell was one of the big first hits he had, right? I enjoy the fact that he's in The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler. I mean, that's one of the best scenes in the movie. It really helps make that film. I mean, that film's excellent anyway, but to have Billy Idol on the plane and, you know, an 80s period piece, hilarity, folks. So hopefully we'll get him on the program here, bring him into the mix, because we have the IMF announcing, hey, guess what? Time for a global super currency that won't get into your hands until we have total control, but we'll give it to the elitists, and we'll give it more of a value, and we'll push it, and we'll, you know, suck your tax dollars in to promote it. That's what it's about. And we also read that great little article from Rothschild, the vice chairman of Rothschild. Cradle of Love, there it is. Who brought it up, Jaron? What did he type in? Like, what did you have to type in to do that? How did I forget Cradle of Love? I mean, oh, I know I'm ranting here, folks, about bad 80s music, but it's not that bad. Actually, Billy Idol was one of the better things to come out of the 80s. I just heard something about Metallica playing Stubbs in Austin. Man, Austin rocks. I want to go see Metallica at Stubbs. Well, folks, we'll be doing another three-hour program, 9 to midnight Central Time. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Go check out the website, theinfowarrior.com, and, of course, prisonplanet.tv. God bless you all.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.